Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin si Ginoong Rod Dingle mula dito siyempre sa Kanlurang Sydney, kung saan bukas ay sa buong Australia gagawin ang Clean Up Australia. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Rod.
Magandang umaga. Magandang umaga sa lahat ng mga listeners natin. Clean Up Australia Day again tomorrow.
Tama.
I think this is our 12th year na yata, Anna. FAME, which is one of the forerunners ng project na ito sa community, teamed up with several other organizations sa Filipino community again. We started this, if I remember correctly, 2008 or 2009. Yes.
Okay.
So it's been a while, and we take this on seriously. Inviting, hindi lang kami, obviously, mga Philippine Community Council affiliates. In fact, bukas, doon kami uli sa Rizal Park sa Abraham Street, doon sa Ruti Hill. So kung may mga interesadong sumama and makiisa sa atin, sa amin, we welcome everybody, mga bata, mga kagaya natin, even the older ones. We're starting at 8 bukas, Anna. Ang Rizal Park ngayon is completely transformed, is completely changed na. But we need to maintain that kasi mayroong bush doon.
Mm-mm.
So you still need to go and check. Alam mo na, things happen at night like that. So may park din pala doon. So
puntahan siya.
May playground. Oo. Mm-mm. So, you know, you want to make it as safe as possible, lalo na para sa mga bata.
Oo.
You
know? Rod, ito ay, kumbaga, ang Clean Up Australia Day ay hindi lang naman dito sa Sinian. Sabi nga, Australia, sa buong Australia.
No.
So, bawat Filipino community siguro merong mga participasyon, ano? Pero particular dito sa Sydney, napaka-abala at syempre active ng Filipino community dyan. So, marapat lamang na makibahagi sa Clean Up Australia Day, hindi ba?
Yes, true. Obviously, ini-spearhead ito ng mga organizations. Hindi lang tayong Pinoy, mga Indian, Chinese, mga ibang ethnicities, no? And the good thing about this is that you can focus on a specific spot. You can do the rivers, you can do the creeks, you can do parks, you can do mga, alam mo na, yung mga bushy areas, etc. Because unfortunately, as much as most Australians naman are law-abiding citizens, you still get a lot of people that just throw rubbish everywhere. So we need this Clean Up Australia once a year lang naman. And the encouragement here is to try and get the youngsters participate. And then, actually, some of the schools, I think most of the schools, they encourage school kids to participate. Kasi, you know, they get given a certificate of attendance, participation later on, which they can keep. You know, I've collected a few already. In fact, I'm going to bring my 5-6-year-old tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
It's
going to
be fun for him as well.
Yes, oo. Parang laro lang yan para sa kanya.
Yes. Although we try to encourage, bukas, we have the Knights of Rizal, we have FAME, the Pangasinan, Pusurubians, we have the Fakaes, obviously the PCC, NSW. Maraming darating doon bukas daw. And we invited also even yung mga beauties natin sa community to participate. Tara, kasi may advocacy sila about greener Australia, cleanup. Yeah. So it's gonna turn into one big, happy, exciting event bukas. Meron din kaming morning tea after the ano, and then may mga photo ops. Alam mo naman ng Pinoy, mahilig sa photo ops.
Oo, at selfie.
The focus of this, of all of this, is to enshrine into the kids, the youngsters especially, that even once a year we need to make them go back to the community and do something. And this is one way of doing that.
Oo.
Clean up Australia. Yeah.
At syempre, ito ay, kumbaga sabi mga Rod, na isang paraan ito para mahikayat yung mga kabataan. Ano? Lalo
yes.
na ngayon, isa sa mga mainit na pinag-uusapan ang climate change.
Yes. Oo. Oh my gosh, yes.
So again, invite our listeners to take part.
Anna, they can actually go to the website of Clean Up Australia if they live elsewhere in Sydney.
Mm-mm.
And there is a search engine there that they can actually put the suburb or the location that they wanted to participate in. And then lalabas kung may mga activities doon, may mga pwedeng linisan doon, clean up sites. Lalabas yun. And so they didn't have to come to Rizal Park. They can
yes.
go any
uh-huh.
spot.
Mm-hmm. Kung
okay?
saan yung malapit then, sa kanila.
Yung malapit sa kanila. Lalo na pag may mga batang kasama, etc. You know, they didn't have to travel to the west to do it. They can go to the nearest one, nearest their area.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Dyan sa Bagnang Rizal Park, it's 8 a.m.
Abraham Street sa Ruti Hill, Rizal Park. Merong mini playground, tapos merong park doon. Merong pang isang Christian church doon. So inaanyayahan po namin kayo, pamilya ninyo, mga kaibigan nyo, mga kapitbahay nyo. If you have that spare time tomorrow, once a year lang naman po ito, please come and join us or please go and participate in any cleanup site malapit po sa area ninyo. Salamat po.
Maraming salamat, Rod Dingle, mula sa Filipino-Australian Movement for Empowerment of Fame
salamat.
Incorporated. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yan po, nakasama natin si Ginong Rod Dingle at syempre bukas ay Clean Up Australia Day kung saan merong mga sabi nga ay gawain ng paglilinis malapit man sa inyo o kung gusto nyo at malapit kayo sa bahagi ng Rizal Park. Yan ay magsisimula alas 8 ng umaga. Magtungo lamang doon, magsuot ng damit na komportable sa inyo at syempre paglilinis ang inyong gagawin.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.